So to go into more detail about codominance, genes that follow a codominance pattern, homozygous individuals for either allele will express the phenotype for only that allele. However, heterozygous individuals will have a phenotype that displays both alleles at the same time, producing a mixed phenotype. So two examples we can look at are the color of feathers on certain chickens and the flower petal color of certain flowers. So on the left here, the two possible alleles for feather colors are white and brown. Individuals that are homozygous for brown feathers will have only brown feathers. Individuals that are homozygous for white feathers will have only white feathers. And individuals that are heterozygous will have both brown and white feathers. Same goes for the flower on the right example. Individuals that are homozygous for pink flower petals will have only pink flower petals. Individuals that are homozygous white will have only white flower petals, and individuals that are heterozygous will have both pink and white petals. So this is the key defining feature of codominance. In a codominant pattern, heterozygous individuals will express both alleles at the same time. And this is different from incomplete dominance, in that incomplete dominance, heterozygous individuals will produce a phenotype that is blended, is somewhere in between the two possible homozygous phenotypes.